Now is the great cosmic presence known to us as the great angel on whose crown blazes the word union. We offer him our love, our gratitude, our unconditional obedience and cooperation. And tonight, we ask him to enfold everybody and everything under this radiation in the fulfillment of his call and blaze his overwhelming victory of the master flame of the sacred fires of purifying love and command to life into and around those under this radiation in full cosmic power and possession and control for eternity. Beloved of my heart, the overwhelming legions of the guarding presence of the sacred fire, we call into the lower atmosphere of Earth to render that service which must be given for the purification of this nation and the world. And since you have conscious awareness of the presence of those cosmic legions, I hope you will feel yourselves enfolded in their guarding flame that is forever the master over everything that wants to affect your nation destructively or those under this radiation destructively for any reason whatsoever. Call for the unlimited legions of the master flame of the all-protecting presence of the United States of America. It is imperative, my loved ones, that the cosmic concentration of this must come within your borders to prevent what is intended. For if this nation is not kept purified to a certain extent, so protection and balance can be held in the powers of nature, there's nothing else on the earth that can save mankind. We are here to accomplish the fulfillment of the divine plan, the victory over all human creation. Is the master presence of the sacred fire, and its love is the purity that is the only surviving life on the earth or in the powers of nature or mankind. So whatever is to be protected must be purified and insulated against the surrounding turmoil and destruction. Tonight I offer you, beside the legions that come under my direction, those who are the angelic host of the sacred fire, I offer you tonight my enfolding sacred fire presence for your safety, and through you, for the safety of that within the borders of this nation, which is the guarding presence and life flame of freedom to the earth. And therefore, the life flame of freedom that has been anchored into the United States of America is the immortality of freedom to the earth. It is the immortality of peace. It is the immortality of purity. Therefore, those of you who have called for purity and peace and freedom and protection to that which is of God must of necessity be held within the guarding presence of our sacred fire love and the legions of the sacred fire that we call to earth for your protection. And in addition to that, if you care to hold the picture of my sacred fire presence enfolding you, I shall set into action the cosmic concentration of the sacred fire to produce it and hold that about you, each of you, individually, that through that may come forth the expansion of the same activity to the nation and to that which is of God within the nation. So my enfolding sacred fire presence, stand your guard, stands the guard of freedom. And if you care to feel your oneness with me, feel the unfed flame of your own heart, come to the unfed flame in my heart. For the master presence of the cosmic sacred fire love to protect the nation that you love, the nation that is the heart of the world, the nation that holds you in its heart. And I hope you will enter into this and feel your oneness with our sacred fire in this enfolding presence, which I can and will anchor about you if you care to accept it. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. I bring you a secret tonight, and I trust it will bear fruit to bless you forever. Whenever you want to feel our presence with you or assisting you, feel the unfed flame of your heart come forth and enter in to the unfed flame in the heart of any ascended master whose help you require. Then we can send back to you our enfolding love, but more than that, this is the raising of your own life stream into the greater activity of the sacred fire, which we direct and which is in the Ascended Master's octave. This is your oneness with the sacred fire power of life to draw back into outer physical conditions the perfection from our realm of activity, the more concentrated action of the sacred fire, and that which always manifests victory. I'm not intruding on the mighty being Victory from Venus, but he will assist you in a most amazing way, if you care to do this. You have no idea how you can feel us if your own feeling comes forth to our life flame, the life flame of any ascended master, the life flame in the ascended master's octave, the life flame in the heart of any ascended being or cosmic being, the heart flame of any one of the angelic host. You can feel yourselves, your life, one with our life. And as you do that, the powers of our sacred fire, the powers of our life, and our perfection of life can flood back to you on our sacred fire presence to enfold you and do for you what you cannot yet do for yourselves. This brings a tremendous raising activity into the nation and into the very atmosphere in which you move. This also, if maintained, becomes the control of the action of the elements. And so it is protection to you in many, many, many ways. For there is not a power in the Ascended Master's octave that cannot be flooded back to you to bring perfection here when your heart's flame recognizes, reaches up, and enters into our own heart's flame with the awareness of your oneness with us. Now you need more power in the physical octave to overcome the accumulated energy that's already discordantly qualified. And so when you call forth the overwhelming power of the heart flame of one or more of the Ascended Masters and or cosmic beings, and you ask for the concentration of that to any given point, commanding it to hold control of manifestation here, I assure you it will do it. If your life reaches up to our life through the unfed flame in your heart, with your love to us, the cosmic law and oneness of life is such that the flame has to expand and pour back to you that which will bring you the greatest blessing at that time which you require. And when you move in outer world conditions that especially are destructive or discordant, do not hesitate to ask for our sacred fire enfolding presence that does dissolve and consume all human selfishness and discord from the planet. We could enfold you in that in an instant. But the authority of your own life in your own heart's flame must come into our octave in order for us to release that which you require and will bless you, and that which we know will protect you. Many times you need protection and do not realize it. We know many things that need to be drawn in and around you for your protection, of which you are totally unaware. But the authority and the desire within your own life must come forth from the unfed flame in your heart and reaching up into the heart flame of an Ascended Master or cosmic being. Call our sacred fire presence to enfold you or a condition in the overwhelming sacred fire mastery of life. Then the substance and the energy in conditions of this world, which has been qualified with discord, is simply placed within the flame, and the flame automatically purifies it. You know, many times you take things in the physical world, and if there's an accumulation upon something of metal, you often put it in the fire to burn off the accumulation. And there is no difference. If you will place the conditions and the things of this physical world in the cosmic concentration of the sacred fire's overwhelming purity, and you demand that the sacred fire's control and authority and purity are the perfection of life that acts here to fulfill the divine plan, then, my dear ones, your very call to the greater life would compel the answer to be given. There is not one thing you can ask of the greater life of the universe, the greater realms of perfection, the greater activities of the sacred fire in cosmic power. There is not one thing that the cosmic law will not open the way and flood back into your hands and use for the greater perfection that is to be drawn forth permanently here. But it must come through the action of the sacred fire love in the hearts of the individuals embodied in this world. This is part of the action of the great central sun magnet. When your heart's flame really loves the greater perfection of the sacred fire and reaches up and expands to offer that love, immediately the sacred fire from our octave expands and floods back infinitely more love than you can give. Because our octave has infinitely more sacred fire love in it than has this physical world. So you reach into and connect with the infinite cosmic concentration of the flame of life's ever-expanding perfection. And you can just as well draw that in and around yourselves and live, move, and have your beings within it as to draw the things of the physical world around yourselves that have become your problems. What is the difference in the action of life between your attention going to the physical world in the position or outer world activities, reaching out here to gain what you want to bring it into your world? What is the difference in the action of life between the desire in your feeling to reach the physical world and draw things to you, and the power within your own life to reach into our world, into our activities of the sacred fire, and draw into you the mastery of the sacred fire and the things from the ascended master's octave that can never produce anything for you but perfection? Never can produce a problem. And that's more than you can say about the physical things of the physical world. So you, within your own life, is the action of your consciousness and your feeling and your love by which you release your power to reach up into our octave and draw forth what this world requires and draw it forth by the sacred fire. That which is perfection can never come except through and from the sacred fire. So, beloved ones, tonight I hope you will realize deeply not only the privilege and responsibility that are yours, but I hope you will realize deeply how close your life is with our life, how much you can feel your oneness with us, and how powerful you can draw into this world that which puts an end to the distress mankind has created. I shall make this thing clear to you tonight with everything the sacred fire has. If you care to open the door, I let the cosmic law act to make you feel the oneness of your life with the ascended master's octave, because your desire is service to this octave. If this were just for yourselves, it might not come so soon. But when the desire within you is to reach up and draw the sacred fire of our heart's life into this world to fulfill the divine plan and stop discord here, the cosmic law makes it obligatory for us to lower into this world the actions of the sacred fire that begin to put an end to mankind's distress. But it depends upon unascended beings who understand the law to set it into action, by which we can release that which fulfills the divine plan. If you will just experiment with this, as your love comes to our heart's flame, and our heart's flame comes back to enfold you, try to recognize it as the life from the great central sun that is ever giving into manifestation the greater perfection and miracles and happiness that beautify the universe everywhere you go. Now, in addition to your feeling this, if you care to hold the picture of my sacred fire presence standing behind you, with the flag in one hand and my sword in the other, I too can wrap that about you for the protection of your nation. Thank you so much. Now, if you love your nation, your heart's flame of your life can purify and protect your nation. If you love your nation, our life's sacred fire heart flame can protect your nation. If you love your nation, the great central sun's cosmic law of the sacred fire, the master control, can come into outer physical conditions to protect your nation. And since your homes are within this nation, your loved ones are within it, since this nation has blessed you so richly and will continue to do so if it is guarded against desecration, then there can come legions of the angels of the flaming sword to enfold everything within the nation that is the fulfillment of its destiny and is the victory of its freedom as the heart of the world, to awaken mankind into the desire for the ascension. So this is the ascended master nation of the earth, provided the sacred fire of the heart flame of some unascended beings within your borders can reach up and draw forth the guarding presence here to dissolve, consume, repel, and prevent the surrounding turmoil from accumulating to the point where it would burst upon the nation as another war or revolution or violence. And do not give quarter for an instant to anybody or anything within your borders that wants to produce violence and desecrate that which is of God. I shall establish, if you care to call for it, this enfolding sacred fire presence around each of you, and through that there will flow constantly into the nation the action of the freedom which the flag represents, and the action of the sword of blue flame to compel the purification that guards the freedom. This nation must have more than ordinary help to stand against the combined efforts of the sinister force to desecrate and wreck everything within your borders. And so those legions of the sacred fire that come under my direction, the legions of the guarding presence of what God has placed here, can come forth and enfold you. If you accept them, if you acknowledge them, if you call them into the lower atmosphere of earth, if you demand their protecting presence, if you demand their authority and power rule the hordes of discord, then so shall it be established under the nation that is the heart of the world. So, blessed ones, from this hour, I hope you will live closer to me, that I may draw closer to you and anchor into the outer physical conditions of the nation that need purifying and protecting more of the sacred fire from our octave that must come here to fulfill the divine plan. So I wish you to accept tonight the love and the gratitude of those legions of the sacred fire whose duty it is to purify and protect this nation. For there are those who have offered their cosmic assistance to guard the nation, and they have to guard it through the people within the nation who are awake to the light and will reach up and use the light and the sacred fire to be the protection against that which otherwise will destroy everything. This is invincible protection. If you will feel yourselves enfolded in it, and it only takes a moment to hold the picture, it only takes an instant to send your flash of love to your beloved I Am presence first, and then to us, and leave the return of that to us. And it cannot help but expand and go on and flow into everything in your world and wherever you move. And everywhere our sacred fire flows, it compels the consuming of the impurity mankind has generated. And there isn't one discordant condition that our activity of the sacred fire can produce. Whatever the sacred fire does never causes suffering to life. It simply dissolves and consumes it with no suffering. And you do not have anything in this world to accomplish that same victory except by the use of your own heart's flame, which again is the sacred fire of your life, as is our heart's flame, the sacred fire of our life. And by the use of that, it can expand without limit, and entering into the conditions of this world is the transmuting power that enables miracles and victories to come forth out of conditions that, once they're purified, must yield perfection and fulfill the divine plan. So, beloved ones, you're coming deeper and deeper into the use of the sacred fire. Try to call forth its control and its power. Its control of everything in and around you. Its power to go forth into outer conditions and control things that you physically cannot control. It is magic without limit. And if you will use it, you do not need the proof. You become the proof, because every time your life reaches up and draws it here, there flows back into you and your world the greater blessings of our sacred fire, not only mastery over all of this world, but our sacred fire that creates perfection, expands it, protects it, and it is immortal. It's the eternal fulfillment of the divine plan. So while yet unascended, you can feel your oneness with us. You can draw our blessings of the sacred fire into this world to fulfill the divine plan, to manifest here the beauty, the happiness, the perfection, and the victory over that which is of human creation. So go forward, go forward, go forward, enfolded in my sacred fire presence. And wherever you abide, you will strengthen in other people that which is constructive and that which wants to hold God's control of this nation and hold the freedom and the purity and the peace which cannot come into existence anywhere except by the use of the sacred fire. So, beloved ones, feel your own life streams expanding heart flame reach up into the greater octaves of greater perfection, and let us return into this world that which ultimately makes it like ours. When your love comes to us, our heart's flame flows back that which will bless you most, that which you need most at that particular time, to help manifest the divine plan fulfilled. So it is blessing without limit, and if mankind would only do it, we could give such magnificent assistance if people would only reach up and try it out. All we ask is that you try. And anyone who does make the effort to try will be blessed without limit for eternity, for it never stops expanding the blessings as the sacred fire itself takes its dominion and becomes a sun about you. And then, as it sheds its radiance, all things enter into its perfection, and you do live the God way of life instead of the human way of human struggle. If you want to be free from your problems and your struggle, then try it by feeling your own heart's flame expand and reach up to our heart's flame, and by your conscious command demanding the master presence of whatever sacred fire silences your problems into annihilation. We are the release of that sacred fire. We project it, and your higher mental body projects it. So you on the physical side don't have a thing in the world to do except open the door and let us have some of your life, which we can clothe with our greater sacred fire's expansion and produce its perfection here. So I trust you want to live in this world, in the blessings that come from ours, and then you reveal to the rest of mankind the fulfillment of the law, and the victory for which you have called becomes a reality in your daily experience until you come into our octave for eternity. So I can and I will be your enfolding presence for the safety of your nation, if you will care to render this service, that the life streams that are here may not be desecrated as the sinister force intends. It is for the protection of others besides yourself that I am come tonight to explain this and give the assistance by which your very decrees you have given can be and will be fulfilled. So I commend you to the victory of the sacred fire, heart flame from the ascended master's octave, until your world is the heart world in this world of our sacred fire presence. And as you move forward, you will find it is the commanding presence for eternity. God, the mighty I Am Presence, is governing with invincible victory, eternal authority, and almighty power. Then, in the hearts and minds of mankind, because the sacred fire is master over all, I hope the mightiest power of love in the universe, we can lower this in and around you all to give you the greater power that is forever invincible protection about you and about all that is of God within your borders. So I add my love and my service to that of the mighty Saint Germain. And as his family go forward to freedom, there will always be those legions of the angels of the sacred fire who forever will assist you to the great divine victory of purifying this world and revealing here the right way to live life, which is the ascended master's way, and no other way ever was right or ever will be. We are the right way to live life. And if you love your nation, if you love freedom, if you love perfection, then it must come from the sacred fire of your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Master's octave. And that is what I offer you as my enfolding sacred fire presence as you render this service for your nation and the freedom of life unto the ascension. Thank you with all my heart. Great cosmic presence, hold us close in your own heart's flame and make it a sun around us and disconnect us from everything of human creation in this world as quickly as possible. May we render our service to our nation, and wherever we abide, make everything that lives realize the better way of life is the only way of happiness. May we abide in your heart's flame and reveal it to the world around us forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such sacred fire, love, mastery, and victory over all in this world, that from the ascended master's octave comes quickly into this physical octave the heart flames of those who guard the destiny of this nation, those who are the master control of all in existence, and compel the purification of all within our borders for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, the words of the benediction charge us and clothe us with that which you know we need the most at this time to be able to render this service, which must come to guard the nation against that which has no right to be. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, beloved great cosmic angel, on whose crown blazes the word union. Hold us in your own heart's flame and blaze your victory now for eternity. And to the beloved seven mighty Elohim, and the seven mighty Kamars, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, command and compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it. And pouring into his distress, the heart flames from the ascended master's octave draw quickly into the physical world whatever compels the prevention of any further existence of the sinister force or the allowing human creation to exist anywhere ever again in all eternity. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to enfold everybody and everything under this radiation in its mightiest outpouring, and let the sun presence of sacred fire blaze round us whatever the United States of America needs to be taken out of the clutches of the sinister force, till that sinister force is consumed from the universe for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am presence and the great cosmic angel on whose crown blazes the word union that guards the freedom of our nation and all that is of God within our borders forever. And all the angelic hosts that minister with him, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and now charging us with their sacred fire presence and blazing through us all that they know our nation needs tonight to be taken out of the clutches of the hordes of darkness everywhere, the hordes of distress, the hordes of degradation. Take the United States of America out of the clutches of the sinister force and all that is the sinister force out of America. Till the people awakening turn Godward and give the obedience by which the cosmic law can raise everyone to freedom by the great purity of the sacred fire love of creation. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light, for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the sacred fire of the heart flame from each one of the ascended masters and cosmic beings, as well as our own I Am presence, to concentrate into all outer physical conditions that which forever compels purity and freedom and the victory of the ascension for all. And we thank thee. Now, as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the fullness of its illumining cosmic Christ victory blaze everywhere and forever possess and rule all.